Christian's last name is Spilvogel. Christian's name is Dennis. Their visit is May 2nd, 2023. Date of birth is March 29, 1955. So next exam physician is Betty Morsi, M-O-R-S-Y-N-D. Next level, Dr. Morsi, I have the pleasure to see Dennis today for initial evaluation for vertigo. Next level, chief complaint, vertigo. Next level, history present in the sections of 68-year-old male comment, with chief complaint, vertigo, started about a month ago for subvision. Tells me that he has sudden sweating for subvision. We've become having wind spinning sensation mostly at night. For subvision, the vertigo is specifically worse when he's trying to bend over. At the garden. First up, it's also worse when he's playing golf or when he's up and down. First up, a patient tells me that his symptoms are improving. First up, patient also physical therapy and vestibular therapy, and they help his symptoms. First up, a patient also tells me that he has tremors in the hands. First up, it's worse on the left and the right. First up, patient didn't have any hemiparesis, having got a sensory changes to focus this off in the fifth aphasia. First up, patient had a CT scan that was done on April 11, 2023. First up, it shows an old infarct in the right frontal lobe next, I've heard of a past medical history. Past medical history, diabetes, next number, high blood pressure, next number, heart attack, next number, high cholesterol, next number, pre-diabetes, next number, ADHD, next number, past surgical history, double bypass heart surgery in June of 2020, next number, Mohs surgery, M-O-H-S, Mohs surgery for squamous cell carcinoma, next number, primary medication, metformin, lisinopril, aspirin, carbastatin, meclizine, and E-Z-E-T-I-M-I-E. Next up, allergies, no longer of allergies. Next for social history, which has married with two children, this represents in sales. So first up, patient drinks alcohol on a daily basis. So for some, next for patient does not use illicit drugs, so patient does not smoke. But next for family history, mother had a stroke and deceased. So first up, patient's sister also had a stroke. First up, maternal and diabetes. Next for physician, some patients show some vision problems, urinary urgency frequency, joint pain, muscle pain, and depression. So for some, next forever. Next up, a neurological examination. Patient has a minimal left-hand tremors, mostly action tremors. So first up, there's no cogwheel rigidity. First up, there's no shuffling. There's no cogwheel rigidity. First up, there's no resting tremor. First up, there's no pin rolling tremor. So first up, gait exam is normal. Next up, impression. History of vertigo. First up, patient likely suffering from benign positional vertigo. First up, his symptoms was about a month ago. First up, it has been progressively improving. First up, his symptoms mostly when he's bending over in his garden or when he's playing golf. First up, most of the vertigo is associated with head movement. First up, I believe that he has sustained a benign positional vertigo. First up, it has been improving since he's getting vestibular therapy, which helps him significantly. First up, impression number two, history of a silent stroke, found on the CT scan, dated to April 11, 2023, which shows a focal right occipital lobe, a hypodensity consistent with an infarct, first up. Next step, part of a recommendation, explain to the patient about that. Yes, the principal recommendation can seem to take his aspirin every day for submissions. Working with Dr. Saw at AW for the aspirin treatment for submissions. Also, recommendation to continue to get treatment for his high cholesterol for submissions. First up, also patient treatment, continued treatment for the blood pressure. First up, the blood pressure range should be in the normal range. First up, some of the patients tell me that he's working with cardiologist, not with Dr. Saul. First up, next number, diabetes patient, next number, patient also has been having treatment for diabetes. Next number, high blood sugar. First up, next number. I will also obtain a brain MRI, and also MRI of the neck, to evaluate for carotid artery stenosis, and also for stroke. For seven, so explain the patient the common sense for acute stroke, explain the patient to go to the nearest emergency room and develop symptoms of first seven. So I will call him after the MRI. So first seven, there's not at the end of the patient.